All right, Tyler, so here we are, Toxedale once again without Johnny Acid, and it's Tyler.
No one needs Johnny.
What are you talking about? Nobody needs Johnny.
I mean, we
somebody's got to love Johnny.
We love you, Johnny. Johnny boy.
Do you have something to say to Johnny?
Big boy Johnny.
Johnny actually said Tyler should stay home and leave the talent on the radio show.
Yeah, I think it was something like... along the lines of saying that I have no talent and that...
Right, he did say that. Right. I was there.
I think that I might have at some point made his voice sound like a woman in one of the episodes.
Oh, okay. So you have the ability to do that. That would be funny, though. If you could change his voice to
I didn't do that, but I definitely could. I definitely could. I could make him, like, every time he went to go say something important, it'd just be like a frog ribbiting.
You could change it to Joanne Acid.
Yeah, Joanne Acid.
Alice. All right, so what are we talking about today? Expenses on the road. Oh, and we're also talking about hookers and drugs. So, I mean, I guess that's all goes together, right? I mean,
right,
it would
be an expense. If I'm out on the road, if I'm Johnny Acid and I'm out on the road and I'm trucking, you know, I need my hookers and drugs.
Yeah.
So I figure, why not throw it in this?
Why not talk about, you know, expenses? So we're talking about Johnny Acid's expenses, or are we talking about trucker's expenses?
This is what I imagine Johnny experienced while he was out on the road.
Okay. All right. So look, as far as a trucker, expenses on the road, I don't even know if we could cover all that. You know, Tyler, first up, do you realize how much a trucker gets ripped off? No, I mean,
how
I'm serious.
Much?
I'm not joking. How much? No, seriously, it's not a joke. Truckers are taken advantage of because they think big trucking companies, big money, we're going to charge them big bucks for everything.
So they're not the big bad trucker?
No, they're just not the big rich trucker like everybody at a freaking truck stop thinks for $500 for a hamburger that they should charge truckers.
How aren't they the big rich trucker? I mean,
because they're not.
I always see, you know, these truckers rolling down the road nowadays I mean, they did it in the old days, too. You know, chromed out. You know, got them brand new Ariat boots on.
Well, maybe those truckers are, but the average trucker is not a freaking rich guy, man. You know what he is? He's a guy trying to make a living. He's sending his money home to his family, and some truck stop wants to charge him $400 for a bag of French fries and a Coke. I mean, it's a bunch of crap. I mean, seriously, it really does suck.
But, I mean, do you think... maybe that same trucker that's complaining like he doesn't get paid enough on the road might be the same trucker that's spending $50 a day on food.
If 50 bucks a day on food is probably the average if you're eating out. If he doesn't have a fridge, see, one of the good things is if you have a fridge in your truck, then you can save money. But if you don't have a fridge in your truck, you're screwed. It's going to cost you 50 bucks a day if you're going to eat. It sucks. I mean, it really does. I mean, a candy bar is double the price at a truck stop. Why is that?
Why can't they
have Walmart prices? You know, for the truckers, they're already making a ton of money off the fuel, off the cigarettes, the lottery tickets that they sell.
You're right. We need truckers.
I'm always right.
We need truckers to be able to walk into a dang truck stop and spend, you know, $5 for a whole box of candy bars instead of $5 for one. I mean, that's going to entice them to, you know, to get healthy.
Well, we're not talking about health right now.
I'm just saying, like, why do they need... what they need to do is just look at their finances while they're out on the road as the finances they'd spend at their home. You know, you need to pack lunch meat. You know, you don't need to be going to fast food.
Well, just like I said, though, if you're a driver, Tyler, and you don't have a fridge in your truck, you aren't packing lunch meat. It's not out. You know what I mean?
How many trucks nowadays don't have refrigerators?
A lot. A lot of them don't. And to be honest with you, man, you can only eat so many colds. You go out on the road for 2-3 weeks. Trust me, every trucker will tell you, I need a hot meal a couple times a week.
And that's fine a couple times a week, but don't need to be every day breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, I'm with you on that. I agree. But the bottom line is that's one of the places they do get. You know, of all places, the place that your big rig is comfortable fitting into to have those guys sticking it in your wallet, that's an insult.
How many truckers you think are actually eating at the truck stop nowadays, though?
I don't think a lot do. Now, I'll tell you what got better. Like, if you got an Arby's or a McDonald's at the truck stop, then it's, well, of course, they're, you know, fast food, which isn't the best way.
But you can, I mean, if you go on YouTube, you can actually put in there in the search engine on YouTube, you know, how to eat healthy at fast food restaurants. And I think most of them are actually doing pretty well. I mean, you don't have to eat the Big Mac every time. You could, you know, for lunch have the salad, which, you know.
Well, and that's cool, but we're talking about the cost right now.
Right, I'm saying, but that relates.
Like, you're trying to get that these relates. Truckers a lot of on, guys, you're trying to vegan the truckers.
No, I'm not trying to vegan them. I'm just saying the dollar menu is appealing because it's a dollar, but it's also terrible for you. There's a reason it's a dollar. You know, so I'm just saying, like, you know, you gotta be smart with that. But I think that's a lot about food.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, how about tolls? There's another ripoff for truckers. Wait, tolls.
You know, which tolls are you talking about? Are you talking about any bridge tolls? Any tolls? Are you talking about highway tolls?
Any tolls. Now, look, and I'll tell you what I mean by this. What's easy is if you have a Sun Pass, you know, you have a pre-pass, and
what if,
and you don't have to pay for it up front, but there are still companies out there that make the trucker pull money out of his pocket and then have to get reimbursed. That's a bunch. If you're a trucking company and you hear that, you are chancing losing your driver. I'm telling you right now, get your penny-pinching fingers out and get a toll pass on your truck, or make sure that truck driver can pay for it with your money.
What if CEOs of trucking companies were like that owner of Diamond Beers in Arkansas, where he, like, you know, just gave me a bunch of free beer? What if CEOs of companies, trucking companies, gave out a bunch
free
of
free beer?
Yeah, free beer, and then also like
get DUIs.
Free toll passes. I don't know. That could be a thing.
Yeah, but if you're a company driver, there should absolutely
no reason why
you should not inconvenience your driver. Right. I'm serious. You should not inconvenience the driver.
Is there a pass that is good for every toll in the U.S.?
You know what? I know that there's a lot. Like, I see the signs in Florida that Georgia's accepted here, so I'm doubting that. Like, somebody with a toll pass from New York can come to Florida. I don't think so. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
That should be a federal law.
And you know what? I agree with that. It should be. It's just like, it's almost like a carry permit. If you can carry your gun in Florida, you shouldn't have to be worried about going through different states. It should be across the board.
Isn't at some point, if you were to start doing everything turn federal, you know, these tolls, you know, maybe, I don't know, parking, wouldn't every state, you know, be the same then, and we'd really have no reason other than weather to move to different states?
I mean, look, it's America, right?
America.
There's America. No, so it's the United States. I mean, think about this.
What would Californians do if everything was the same? They would.
But
be
that's
lost.
Not that they're not part of the United States.
Oh, that's right.
California's not. That's a different place.
But where are we going to get our hookers and drugs from if California is not part of the United States no more?
New York.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and Miami.
Oh, and Miami. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, so, you know, we're talking about expenses, and you know, for some truckers, I guess hookers and drugs would be an expense.
It definitely is. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, when we say hookers, I mean,
you know what?
I never
picked up a hooker ever when I was a truck driver. I never ever. What are you laughing at?
You don't want to be caught a liar. Got you.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I never did. Honestly, I never ever would consider. And you know the term for truck stop hooker. You know,
a lot of lizards.
It's a lot frog. I mean,
Didn't you just get a tattoo for a lot lizard?
No.
Oh, I thought I seen. I'm sorry. I spent something else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my wife.
Oh.
Okay.
Gotta have to take this.
I'll have you know.
Send it to her.
I'll have you know it's my wife. All right.
So, you know, when we say drugs, actually, you know, that's not just. I would change drugs to any addiction, like cigarettes. You know, dip.
Well, but hold on, stop right there. Here's the thing. I will tell you this. The cigarettes you're going to buy anywhere, anytime.
Right.
The food.
But you're going to smoke.
If you're
more
at home
you're
eating
the
food, the places you eat at are a lot cheaper than truck stops. It's
but we already discussed that you're probably not going to. Most truckers, very few truckers now truck stop food. And most of the time now truck stops, most of them don't even have restaurants anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? Out of convenience, sometimes you have to eat at the truck stop. Sometimes you pull in for fuel and your hours, you only got like so many minutes to get fueled right up. And so you run in and you grab yourself something to go. And it costs you a lot of money. I'm telling you, it's a rip.
You wouldn't say if you're out on the road trucking and you're trying to stay awake out on the road, you wouldn't say you would consume more cigarettes and more dip out on the road than you would at home.
Oh, you know what? And being honest with you, man, coffee, Snickers, all right, that stuff. You're just pumping it.
Those,
into
I'm thinking drugs is more of those things that those necessities that you feel you need.
Caffeine
in order,
pills.
In order to drive and be out on the road. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's an expense, man. That's crazy expenses. So.
And what about the hookers? I mean, that's an expense.
Yeah,
we keep going back to that.
You know, what's the going rate for a lot laser nowadays?
I don't know, honestly.
I wonder. What's that? Someone let us know on Facebook. They're like, hell no.
Can you imagine
I'm
here.
I'm not admitting this. I know what.
Johnny Trucker. You know, this is $25 for a picture. You know,
you got to be careful nowadays, too. I mean, this is 2017. You really don't know what you're getting. So think about that next time you accept a lot laser.
Yeah, they didn't have diseases 100 years ago.
I was more saying, my name's Sally. Take off your pants. You know, like.
Yeah, my name is Sally. And this is my girlfriend, Bob.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's 2017. You don't know what you're getting. So,
which
brings
true.
Me to one of my other points, motels. You know, I kind of wanted, what about all these, you know, these truckers that end up having to be stuck in, you know, a city in or something, have to pay for their own motel room, stay for the night. Yeah. I would just stay in my truck, but I know a lot of truckers actually that end up just, most of them are owner operators, but they just buy their own hotel. They
but here's
don't sleep
the thing,
in truck.
And this is really what a lot of drivers look at. If you're on the road for a week, you're not going to get a hotel, okay? You sleep in your truck. But if you're on out on the road for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, you know what? If you have to buy for one hotel, you're going to just to get out of the truck, spend a little night in a bed and actually take a nice shower, maybe kick back, watch TV and act like a person outside the truck. You know, at least you're going to do that every now and then. So I don't even think drivers mind at that point.
But where are they going to park their truck?
Well, usually a lot of hotels have truck parking, of course. A lot
true.
Do. Yeah, a lot. You pull around back and you can back in there a lot of times. So, I mean, you drove. Didn't you ever pull up to a hotel?
I never had to worry about that. I worked for the government.
That's right. You were driving for the government. Well, you were with Uncle Obama, weren't you? That's who president.
That was the president.
He was the president the entire time you were in, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So you were a trucker for Obama Transportation.
Transportation.
Yeah. Oh, the government. Now they're working for Trump Express.
I like to call it Warheads on Foreheads Transportation.
Warheads on Foreheads. I like that.
Yeah, delivering.
You were a flatbedder, weren't you?
Yeah.
So what were your expenses? Okay, let me ask you this. I'll do a quick little interview on you, little Tyler. You were a military driver. You drove flatbeds. You pulled bombs. But you didn't. You said you didn't get hotels, but you pulled into truck stops. You had expenses, or did the military pay for everything?
I mean, no, the military pays for everything.
But they didn't pay for your food, did they?
I mean, technically, they're paying for your food because they're paying your paycheck.
You know, I meant, like, if you wanted to stop for food, you didn't have, like, a per diem or...
Well, I mean, if you're going...
Did you have a meal card or something?
Yeah,
like
if you're going... If you're traveling anywhere outside of your normal duty day, you know, if it's a long trip, you're going to get per diem. But I never had to drive, you know, multiple days like that.
Yeah, so you were in a day cab.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're... I'm not aware of. I am aware of a couple. There's a couple guys that have to have, you know, sleepers depending on some long hauls. But most of the time, I mean, everything that you're doing, if it's going to be like, you know, when I was up in Alaska and something's going to have to go from Alaska down to the Continental, you know, that's going to be a nice road trekker.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So we didn't have to worry about that. It was kind of nice. I mean, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Worry free.
So, you know, and you know, the whole point to this, Tyler, is, honestly, you know what the average trucker makes? I'm serious. The average trucker is at around $42,000 to $45,000. That's it. You're out on the road for about...
Do they really deserve any more than that? I mean, all they do is drive a truck.
You're getting popular. They're loving you.
How's but that? No, How's they, that, Jeremy?
What was his name?
I don't know. Jeremy, the guy Josh, that said you were boring. Said I was boring.
So
I hope you hear this episode.
So check it out. So, you know, what's $42,000 a year? Is that like $800 a week? You know what I mean? It ain't much more than $800 to $900 a week. So you take the tax out. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly. Till you take the man or woman's tax out of that pay. And then, you know, you take out their, what we're talking about here, the expense money to live out on the road.
First of all, you didn't name all genders just now.
I said man and woman.
Oh, right. But
is remember, there another gender?
2017. You is got there? Coke can, light bulb. You.
Everybody's a gender.
Everything's a gender.
Look, as long as you can use any bathroom,
you better
you want,
back up from your microphone before it sues you.
Hey, as long as you can use any bathroom, you know everything's good. You know, so but anyways, so you are at $800 to $900 a week. You're living on the road, right? You're and seriously, a trucker will tell you it costs like $200 a week to live out there. It really does. And then there you are with that. And till you send money home for bills, you're really not making it. So every time these places think that a trucker should pay triple because he has a big truck, you guys are wrong. Anybody listening to this podcast, have a little bit of compassion on our trucker brothers and sisters. Seriously, give them a little bit of a break. I mean it. It's 100% not like everybody thinks it is. They're not out there getting rich. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some truckers that make super duper money, but that doesn't mean they should be paying triple either. My gosh.
Should it?
What?
I'm just thinking like.
What are you thinking about?
If there's truckers out there that are making good money, why?
Should they pay more?
No. This isn't.
Rotten. Well,
now you sound like a millennial. They should pay more.
So,
no, but if there's someone making a trucker making 250 or something like that, you know, one of these car haulers, you know, exotic car haulers or, you know, furniture haulers, whatever. Okay. Why not? If you're really in a tough situation, why don't you just make yourself a furniture hauler?
What are you talking about?
Just switch companies.
But you know what? Here's the thing. That's then, seasonal, man. Like, you're talking about, like, Mayflower and United and all those guys. They make good money, but let me tell you something. That market's sewed up. You don't just walk into that market and make a ton of money. Those guys are already getting...
No. You just keep switching jobs every month until you get into a job that's making you millions.
Okay. You're being sarcastic.
No, I'm being totally serious.
Well, it doesn't work that way in trucking.
Why
it
not?
Really
I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, it's not like the companies aren't looking at your, you know, your record or anything.
I'm just saying it's you're not just going to walk into any job. And look, don't get me wrong. Let me tell you something. If you guys, if you know, you want to give advice to a trucker to make money, give advice. Tell them to go find an LTL job. You know, that's
what if,
really it's where you're getting paid for every stop and all that other good stuff. That's how you make money.
You know what I'm interested in knowing?
But they still shouldn't have to pay $1 million for a hamburger.
Is... It, during orientation nowadays,
yeah.
Do the companies go over how to manage your finances on the road?
No. Why would a company go over how to manage your finances on
Why
the road?
Why wouldn't they?
So you're thinking a trucking company in class should sit down and say, here's how you... Let me ask you this, child. Let's go
right.
one step
I
further.
I think you should. I mean,
let's play advocate here. You're the orientation instructor.
Yeah.
I'm the trucker.
Yeah.
I'm done class. You say, hey, we have one last class. Troy, I'm going to teach you how to manage your money out on the road.
Yes.
Go ahead, give it to me. Manage my money. Tell me how.
I'm not going to tell you how to manage.
Well, you're supposed to. You're going to teach
me. Provide, I'm
teach gonna me how to manage my
I'm
money.
I'm going to provide the resources for you. I'm going to have, say, an Excel document that's all set up with the pay that you're going to be making.
What if I can't read?
Well, then you don't need to be in a damn truck.
Well, what if I've been winging it and I do?
What? Then I would find out and I'd fire you right there in orientation.
I wouldn't let you know.
What? I mean, believe it or not, that is exactly what some truckers are like. But no, if they can't understand the truth, then.
But no, but seriously, manage my money. Teach me how to manage
right,
my money.
Okay,
I'm a trucker.
So.
But before you say it, you should ask me what my expenses are.
No, that's a thing.
What
like,
if I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day?
a company should do, if you know, you, smaller companies aren't going to be able to do this, right? But any of these bigger companies should really do a market analysis and find out what is the average, you know, what are our average truckers spending out on the road, and then they should come up with a way. You would have a higher retention. I think you would have a higher retention rate for the drivers who think that they're not making enough money if in orientation you had a 30-minute finance class on, hey, you know, this is, you got to remember, this is what you're doing. You should probably do, you know, spend this much on food. You know, you should think about these things, you know, especially in trucking schools. I think that should definitely be something in trucking schools. I'm just saying every job that I've had in the government,
they tell you how to manage your money.
They tell you how to manage your money, right?
Okay. Away. And you know what? If this works out really good, I'm sending my wife to orientation.
Right. I'm just saying.
Finally get her to manage her money.
What are the number one reasons people quit?
Because they don't like their boss.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's true.
In trucking, they say that people don't quit jobs; they quit bosses.
Hey, I quit.
Yeah, get out of here! You're fired. You can't quit. I'll get Johnny Acid. He works cheaper. He shows up. All you gotta do is just give him a roach, and he's good to go. All right, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, man. So, I mean, I couldn't see sitting a bunch of truckers. Now, I want you to picture this. Okay, we just got done orientation. We just hired these guys. They peed in a cup, right? We did the road test. They did all the physicals. They did everything, right? And we sit them down. We go, now we're going to tell you what to spend your money on. I mean, come on, seriously. You ain't allowed to buy little trinkets.
You're not telling them what they can and can't buy. You have an Excel document and you show, listen, some human beings, I don't know how, you know, no offense to everyone out there, but they've never actually learned that.
No, you know what? Laying all joking aside, which, you know, I like to joke a lot. I agree with you. It's very rare, but I do agree with you. And I'll tell you why. When I was like 20 and I was working at a car dealer, I literally couldn't finance a pack of gum. I was all stupid, bad credit. I was just a dumb kid. And my ex-girlfriend was very good with managing money and literally took my paycheck every week and paid my debts off. And I had money all the time. But honestly, if it was just me doing it, you're right. There was like, I get a paycheck and I just went out and did things.
Sometimes I didn't care. Sometimes some people just need, you know, what you do is you say, you get in front of a classroom, right? Or an orientation and say, okay, everyone raise your hand if you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a week, right? Okay, 50 people raise their hand. That's a big orientation. Anyway, you know, you do that for a few things, you know, how often do you go out? And then, you know, online you can search the averages. Okay, what's the average cost of cigarettes right now? And then you tell them you spend this much a year or this much a week in cigarettes alone. Sometimes people just have to see the amount of money they're truly spending. You know what? I'm gonna admit my guilty pleasure.
Uh oh. Hold on a second.
It doesn't deal with hookers or drugs.
Well, that's what the title is.
So I did the math one day. So
your pleasure is not hookers or drugs.
No, it might be on a line of drugs.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, because from what I said earlier. But so I used to work right across from a coffee shop, right? And I love coffee. I mean, it's my go-to drink, right? And much like, you know, other truckers out there.
Is that your addiction?
That's my addiction.
Coffee.
I drink coffee 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll drink coffee, right? I did the math and found out that I was spending $200 a month
on your Starbucks.
On my Starbucks. I drank three grande coffees every day, and then I would go, you know, that's just while I was at work, and it adds up. $5 a coffee every day, 5 days a week, you know.
You know what's funny?
It's insane.
I don't think America, truckers love their coffee too. And what's so funny, you do the math on coffee, and if you would just get a bucket of Maxwell House, right, and just throw it in a coffee filter the old-fashioned way in a Mr. Coffee, you know, coffee only costs you like 15 cents a cup.
Yeah.
But everybody went to the Keurigs, right? 50 to 80 cents a cup. And then, of course, I'm a Starbucky. I am. I'll admit it.
It is. It's expensive.
I do,
man.
It. Yeah.
It's a killer.
Hey, you know what? Do truckers have access to Starbucks? See, it's been a while since I was on the road. I bet you they really don't.
Can they really pull
I don't think
into
they
them?
Really. I don't think truckers.
Yeah, I don't
are
think
Starbuckers.
I've ever really seen a trucker with Starbucks. There's,
yeah, truckers aren't Starbuckers. I could be wrong, but I don't think truckers are Starbuckers. Hey, does that rhyme?
Starbuckers.
Truckers are Starbuckers.
Trucker buckers.
Oh, I'm gonna make a meme. Chuckerbucker.
Chuckerbucker.
Yeah. All right, listen. Tell them what time it is right now. We're in this studio.
What is it like?
It's 2:21 a.m. Yeah, we're this is like we've been at this like forever.
So we got two more things to cover real quick though.
Go ahead.
Tickets.
Is that an expense?
That's an expense.
Is that a preventable expense? That might be part of the managing your money that might work.
Right.
Don't get caught speeding.
This is just one of those things that I wanted to, you know, throw in there because
I got to hear this.
That's just an expense, you know.
I want to hear how he twists that into an expense.
Right. I mean,
go ahead.
How many, you know, back when you did recruiting, how many truckers called you looking for a job with like 5 tickets in the last, you know, year?
Not many. But like with 2 and 3 tickets sometimes.
2 and 3 tickets, I mean.
Every now and then you get a 5.
Is that including speeding or is that violations as well?
What do you mean violations?
You know, like.
It was a mix of everything. Like a guy might have a logbook ticket. He might add a speeding ticket and he might add a parking ticket. Or a red light ticket.
So you remember back when we had the interview with the German trucker or whatever? And it was like, you cross borders. If you get a ticket in. Like
another country,
it's like $1,500.
Right.
And we're like, what? So I don't know. That's what I think of. So
good thing the United
when you're out
States
driving around there, if you're strapped on cash as a trucker making $42,000 a year right now, if you're one of those guys, maybe you should focus on not getting tickets too. And then also take care of your equipment if you're an owner operator and you're out on the road, because if your equipment breaks, that's an expense.
Well, in all sincerity, Tyler, no matter what, that's definitely going to be an expense if you're an owner-operator. It all wears out.
And you should calculate that in your business and all that other nonsense. But that's just, it's just an expense out on the road I figured I'd mention. So, anyway, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're here talking about Talk CDL stuff.
Let's wrap it up, man. CDL guys, expenses on the road. Tyler's going to come out with a new Manage Your Money program, and I'm sure every one of you guys will want to hear that.
You know, I've
go ahead, Tyler.
I've done pretty well. Like when I was active duty and I was teaching my airmen how to manage their money, man, they've kept it. They're doing pretty good.
All right.
But you know, I would say to you guys before we leave, new website coming out. On TalkCDL.com.
I can't wait for that.
I'm so excited.
I get excited over TalkCDL.
Hey,
Tyler, also, I want to mention also YouTube. Because, you know, YouTube's kind of new for us. You know, we've been so blessed with the 250,000 people on TalkCDL Facebook, and our podcast is like at 110,000. And so, you know, it's a great feeling that, you know, the community has really come together and supports TalkCDL. You know, TalkCDL has the best audience. I'm telling you, we really do. And you know what's funny?
They're really great. They're huge. It sounded like a Trump reference you get, so I just figured I'd run with it.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I've been part of other Facebook pages, and the banned list looks huge also. TalkCDL, there's hardly anybody got banned. You know, it's a short list. So, anyways.
That just doesn't sound right.
Hey, look, have you ever been on Trucker's Wall of Shame?
That's true.
Yeah. They literally actually have a big thing at the top. It says, let's see how many idiots can get banned today or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. And so, you know, a lot of our audience have been very respectful. So we thank everybody for that. So anyways, we're just rattling on here. We really enjoy the podcast. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe for us, would you please?
Yeah,
and share that and help us grow that. You guys are a part of that also. We're going to try to keep making more stuff for YouTube.
Yeah, that's youtube.com/TalkCDL Trucking Podcast. Let me verify that real quick. TalkCDL. I'm going to type it right here. youtube.com/TalkCDL.
And Tyler, one thing I discovered.
Podcast.
Facebook people. Mark Zuckerberg, yep, I think, hates YouTube.
He does.
Well, because every time you try to look, we can put a little post up and like 20,000 to 50,000 people like it, or it'll reach that many people in like an hour. You put something up that's linked to YouTube, it literally dies right there. I mean, as soon as Zuckerberg and them know that the YouTube videos up there, they don't want to promote it. Yeah, that's absolutely bull crap.
Them Facebook math heads and neural algorithms messing everything up for us. But so yeah, head over there, head to the YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe there. Watch out on TalkCDL.com every Friday at 5 o'clock Eastern. A new episode gets posted of the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and, you know, Android, which is basically Google Music, I guess. So subscribe over there. And, you know, you guys, we love you guys. You guys are supporting us for the last 2 years now as we grow. So
2 years, Tyler.
2 years, man. 2 years, it's crazy.
Man,
so
it's nuts.
I'm sure you guys already turned this off by now. Most people, once they hear it's over, they just shut it off.
Hey, man, it's too late. It's like 2:30 in the morning. Let's just wrap this thing up.
All right, you guys drive safe. We will see you next week.
All right, peace.